Okay, I hate to admit it, but I was reading some trashy article about Rachael Ray this morning. And it said, Food Network star, unrecognizable. So I was like, fine, I'll click. I'll see what's up. And she looked different than she did 20 years ago, but it was still her. She was totally recognizable. And based on her appearance and her speech, some people were speculating so many things about her. The comment section was wild about whether she had substance abuse problems or whether she had health issues or what. It was just went on and on and on. And it was based on nothing. We cannot control how we are perceived, and we need to stop trying. You're not responsible for somebody else's lens. You know, we try to put these things out on social media, or maybe you joke with somebody, you make a comment, somebody takes it the wrong way. You can't help that. You're just being yourself. People see the world and you through their own filter. Everybody is shaped by their own experiences, their fears, their expectations, and that means that their perception says way more about them than it does about you. Your job is to show up with integrity, not for approval from somebody else, because you cannot get approval from everybody. I think about the things that I enjoy, whether it's a show or an actor or whatever, and I think, oh, I really like them. Somebody else will be like, oh, they're so annoying. How can you? It's not about them. It's about what we like. And when you anchor yourself in your own personality and your own authenticity, you free up so much mental and emotional space that you would have allocated to try and make them see the way you want to be seen. You have so much room to create and grow and to thrive without all this fear of misunderstanding, because you want to control the narrative. You can't control, no matter how many times you try to explain or say, oh, I'm in it this way, or oh, people are going to do their own thing. You don't have time for that, and you don't need to. Think about looking up at the sky. Is that a star? No, it's a planet. No, it's a satellite. No, it's just space junk. Even the brightest stars are misread from a distance. So if somebody doesn't get your light, that is okay. You just keep on shining. That is all that matters.